you for tuning in to Dr. Mac. I am excited for starting Mac Talk. End of August, beginning of September, I lost my father. I knew this was a journey that God put me on. Every time you start a journey, life happens and life begins to life. I was diagnosed with uterine cancer. I kept it to myself for a long time.
Hey, it's Dr. Mac with Mac Talk, and today is day one of my chemo, and I am about to kick ass and take it.
Starting Mac Talk was something that I knew I had to do. I want to make sure that I reach a nation of people that are called to do what they want to do, talk about what they want to talk about, be who they're called to be, but live their lives the way that God intended for them to be, and that's out loud. You watch Mac Talk, you'll see survivors, you'll see people living their life out loud, you'll see people who are purposeful, you'll see people who are intentional, you'll see people that are extraordinary. Thank you for tuning in to Mac Talk. God is the healer. It's another amazing episode of Mac Talk with Dr. Mac. Listen, today's guest is absolutely amazing. My dear friend, to the next side of my heart, give it up for hashtag Mandy! Thank you for being here. I so appreciate it. So my very number one question that everybody wants to know.
Okay.
It's good stuff because, you know, we got to give them good tea. Okay. So first off, I've been seeing you smile. I've been seeing these posts.
You
already know what I'm going to say. So you want me to say the tea for the
end? Go ahead.
So what's keeping the smile on your face?
If I can just be honest, me.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. I think every woman comes to a point in their life where they just discover self-love is really the best love you can give yourself, because no one person can make you happy.
Absolutely.
You have to already be that.
Right.
People come into your life to add on to, not to be the source. Right. We know who the source is.
Absolutely.
And as long as I'm connected to the source, I make myself happy.
I'll go with that. So tell me a little bit, how did you start? Like, how did you decide, I want to do this? I want to sing. I want to get my albums. What gave you your start?
Well, if I can be honest, I guess I was kind of born into this.
Okay.
I come from a family of musicians and singers. My mom has toured with the Gap Band, Charlie Wilson. Yes, my mom is a musician, and so is my father. And since the age of 6, I learned how to play piano.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I've just been singing ever since. Now, I started doing it professionally when I was 19. That's when professionally means when you get paid for it.
Right.
So at 19 is when I went on my first European tour, and then I made money, and I said, okay, well, this is fun.
Yeah.
I get to do what I love and get paid for it. And I just decided, since I was writing and arranging and doing background for everybody in Dallas, what happens if I take all of that and pour it into myself?
Oh, that's good.
So then I started doing it for me, and now I'm everywhere in the city and everywhere anybody calls me to be.
Everywhere. So you said you're doing background for people in the city. Who have you done background for?
I've done background for just about everybody you can imagine. Literally.
Wow.
Norris J, Terrence Mackey, Shy Speaks. These are just a couple of Dallas-based artists. And I've done work for Kirk Franklin. You know, just, you know, names like that. You know, I've been blessed to do a lot of things with a lot of amazing people.
So I have one question now. This is like maybe 25 questions.
Okay.
But if you could be, or let's say this, if you can change anything about the journey that you've been on this far, would you change anything? And if you did, what would that be?
Yes. If I could change anything about my journey, it would be having the wisdom to know when to be quiet.
Oh, wow. That's
because good. Social media makes us feel like we have to let the world know everything that's going on with us.
Yeah.
And what we don't realize is these posts and comments that we make, they stay with you.
Right.
And they can affect the business that you have, the connections that you make, because people go back and look at those things.
Absolutely.
So if there's anything that I would change, it would be for me to learn when to just keep my mouth closed and keep my business to myself.
I'll go with that. So this year, what's up and hot popping for Mandy? What's in this year?
This year, I'm getting into more production. I always say, and I've always wanted this to be, I want to be the Dallas Missy Elliott. I love Missy.
I like that.
that.
From her style to her pen, the way that she writes and arranges, she can sing. I want to do that. Like, I want to get back into producing for other people and actually sitting at the soundboard and actually creating things. Yeah, so that's what I'm looking to do now.
So who's your greatest influence?
My parents are really my greatest influence.
Wow.
Because they're so amazing to me. Like, I honestly, if you ever hear my mom sing, I sound just like my mom.
Wow.
Exactly like my mom. We have the same tone and everything. And my father, his work ethic is, if y'all think Beyonce work hard, don't nobody work harder than my dad.
He works very hard.
And he's instilled that in both me and my sister. So, and if I had to say my greatest musical influence, Kim Burrell. I don't think that there
listen,
is.
Listen, her vocals are absolutely everything.
Unmatched. Everything. Absolutely yes, unmatched. Yes. And there's everybody patterns and wants to be like Kim Burrell. All of your favorite celebrities, from Beyonce to Brandy, yeah, Jasmine Sullivan, they all are impacted by Kim Burrell. So, yeah, absolutely.
I actually met Kim Burrell when I was, me I did too, a tour. I sang background on Try Me Again the first time.
Oh, Kim!
Yes, that was right. Church of God in Christ. I met her in Alabama, actually. When I was at Alabama A&M, and we toured, we went to Memphis, we went to Mobile, we was in Huntsville. So she's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she is.
That good alto you hear, all of the God. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So my next question, what's family like for you?
What is family like for me?
Yeah, kids, how are they?
I am a... Now, listen, my greatest job is being a mother. I am a mommy through and through. I was just telling producers, actually, that this weekend, tomorrow, my baby girl turns 7. So I took a pause right now to be here with you.
Thank you. She allowed it to happen. I appreciate it.
Because that girl runs my whole life.
I believe it.
I am a mommy through and through. I don't do anything until I make sure that those two are taken care of. I have 16 and 7.
Wow. Uh-huh. That bridges the gap. Okay.
Listen. And a boy and a girl.
Okay.
And didn't nobody tell me that girls were vastly different than boys.
Yes.
So here I've been living life real easy breezy, and then here this girl come running the whole show.
Totally different ball.
Completely different.
It's not for the faint of heart.
I love them to life. They're my everything.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Last question. What are you working on now? What can we expect to be coming out this year from you?
The album will be coming out at the end of this year.
Yay! That's awesome.
An EP out. Now, this album is really reflective of my journey and the evolution of Mandy, which is why when you were like, is hashtag Mandy cool? You can drop the hashtag. The hashtag was a point in time where I'm not there anymore. And I feel like I came to the decision that we don't need any gimmicks. We don't need any fluff. Mandy is enough.
Yes. So before you go, can you give us just a little snippet of what you got?
You know what? Because of the setting that we're in, and I'm a church girl.
Let's go.
At heart. I got in church people in the house.
Yeah. Let me stand over. Yeah.
This song been on my mind all day. This is, there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Ooh, I could search throughout eternity long,
yes,
and find there is none. Oh, there is none. And find there is none like you.
Taking the time out to join Mac Talk today. Anything or words of wisdom you want to leave us with?
Make it your responsibility to live in purpose, on purpose.
Yeah. I'll take that. Thank you. This has been another wonderful episode with Mac Talk and Dr. Mac and my dear friend. Give it up one more time. Woo!